You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Yeah, baby.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Once again, across America via satellite, coming to you from our studio back in Montreal after a lot of traveling and a few journeys, studio upgrades, and all that kind of stuff. Steve is online from Studio West in Beaconsfield. Steve, welcome.
Yep,
on the
another
show.
Studio West, yes. enjoy the show, Howard.
Yeah, well, I'm Howard. Enjoy the broadcast, yeah. Anyway, we have a lot of interesting things to talk about today. A bit of a wrap-up of all the great things we've done. I mean, the summer has kind of flown by with all the fun things that we've done this this year, including Lanaudière. We've done a few Lake George things. And
we did Cape Cod to start off the summer, and then last weekend we were down in southern Vermont, in Jamaica, Vermont. So lots of fun time in the summer, but also still planning ahead for some great trips throughout the balance of the summer season and into the fall months. So always something to do for exciting weekend getaways.
That interesting place, the bed and breakfast we were at last week, Asta's in Jamaica, Vermont, was actually quite nice. They had this interesting, well, they had a lot of animals out in the back. It was sort of a zoo there. They had peahens, peacocks, they had guinea hens, all kinds of little birds. They had something called a bantam, which I never knew was a bird until I actually learned this weekend, and that's pretty well where they get the name from, you know, those little league sports and stuff.
Midget and peewee.
I never understood where they got the names from as a kid. It just didn't make any sense to me how midget was bigger than, you know, I was at the time, and I was 8 years old and, you know, learning to play sports and what have you. But now the mystery is solved all these years later, now that it's way too late to take advantage of the opportunity of Little League sports. Although I probably could, and they'd probably kick me out as a, you know. Anyway.
What is that old man walking around looking at the little kitties? Yes.
Well, those kids will probably be able to run circles around
me
on the soccer field.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen some pretty amazing things on the soccer fields and the Little League sports. But it was a very relaxing thing. Cell phones tend to not work in that particular region of Vermont because they're right between three mountains. And you know, the day that we left on Sunday, I kind of sat outside in front, 7:30 in the morning. And that hour on a Sunday in the summer of Vermont, there's virtually nobody on the road. So you have virtually, you know, perfect quiet.
It is tranquil beyond belief. Outside of the suites, there was a lovely balcony with chairs outside that you could take in the passing view. And, of course, you'd wake up in the morning and hear the bells of the sheep in their enclosure. In the afternoon, after we did the show last week, it was so peaceful and relaxing just to sit out on the lawn, hear the rushing waters of the river behind us. And I was reading my newspaper when all of a sudden Zig the dog came by and wanted
Zigfield
to be cuddled, so I had to put down my newspaper.
Zigfield the Golden Retriever, yeah. Well, you know, we've always said that the show has gone to the dogs, but
they're our number one fan.
Well, yeah. Well, man's best friend, isn't it? But that's the nice atmosphere that we had while we were down in Vermont. And we actually have a couple more Vermont shows coming up because in 2 weeks we'll be down at the Champlain Valley Fair. Actually, I will. You'll be in Studio Beaconsfield. And Bob, our great control op, who's helped rescue us from any a crisis so far, will be here in Montreal helping put the show all together for us. And Bob just came from Magog, his country place. Bob?
Yeah, how's it going there, Will?
Doing just fine. So tell us a bit about your place in Magog.
Well, I'm not too far. I'm about 5 miles from the American border. By car, by water, I'm about 3 miles. I'm considered what they would call Harvey's Bay. It's a nice little quiet area. Most of my family is all there. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was peaceful, quiet. It rained a bit. I sat around, listened to the tapes of the shows.
Ah, so
jotted down all my stuff and just watched the kids run, like, everywhere without worrying about getting squashed by a car.
That was a very relaxing kind of a weekend. And, of course, it's just north of one of our favorite destinations, St. Johnsbury, Vermont. And near St. Johnsbury, Vermont, one of our old friends, Jim Lamberti.
Touch base with him again this week, yes.
Yeah, and he's got himself a brand new venture up in that area, which we're going to be checking out probably in November time. Steve, tell us a bit about that place.
Yeah, the Inn on the Common, Craftsbury Commons, near Hardwick, Vermont. Northeast Kingdom, so between Newport, Vermont, and St. Johnsbury. And Jim was many years, 14 years at the Inn at Essex in Essex Junction, just outside of Burlington, where it was the area's only four-star, all-encompassing, full-service resort and convention property. And he wanted to take it a little easier, you know. So it was large property, a couple of restaurants, meeting facilities. So he said, I love the hospitality business. I want to stay in it. So last summertime, he and his wife purchased the Inn on the Common in Craftsbury Commons, and for a little over $1 million. And they've renovated it, upgraded it, and hey, we're looking forward to seeing it because it certainly looks beautiful on their website.
Well, Jim Lombardi, of course, has been very hospitable to us all the way down the line. And we did a show from Inn at Essex back in Christmas of 2002, I believe. And that was a...
I'll let you know as soon as I hear that tape. I'll give you the exact date.
Well, Bob has it all written down. One of the interesting things about Bob doing all the tapes and things is that we're taking all of our old shows and archiving them on our internet site, which is quite an undertaking. But we want to basically have 8 years of Travel World ready for anybody who wants to hear, because we have hundreds of topics that we've covered.
Well, the topics, the number of guests, and hey, even for aficionados of radio, hearing the old jingles and old commercials are fun.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Plus some of the silly jokes that we've done. I mean, times that we've gone to Amsterdam and seen some really cool things, mispronunciation of words. We've had stuff where we've misheard things. And, you know, even memories of one of our original control ops, Chad Kennemy, and we used to speak with him all the time. We would order pizza on the air, all kinds of fun things that we did on the show. So it's bringing back great memories, and we're going to be putting together a little demo clip for the site, too.
And people can sort of follow the history of Travel World and maybe realize some of what the inside jokes and the continuing storylines are. So
oh,
a lot of fun by looking back in the past.
And there are jokes. Good Lord, what an amazing show for that. But further on the Vermont side, Vermont is very near and dear to the hearts of Travel World. Of course, we've started going there. Our first show was about Vermont. We talked about the Rutland area, mainly Rutland, Burlington, Killington area, where we had Elliot Chalandis from the Cortina Inn. We had the Morris Farm from Montpelier, and we had many other places that were profiled there, Steve.
Yeah, the first show on April 26, 1997, looked primarily at sort of southwestern corner of Vermont. We'd stayed at the Cortina Inn just outside Rutland in Killington, and their sales director, Elliot Chalandis, honored us with his presence in studio. He drove up from Rutland to be on that first broadcast, and we'd also toured some of central Vermont at the time, the Mad River Valley. We'd looked at Wheatfield and Warren, Morse Farm, Barry, Montpelier. And I remember coming home that evening, the exact same day, April 26th, we talked about Mad River Valley and Warren and Wheatfield, and there on the NBC News was massive flooding on the Mad River Valley, and the place was flooded out.
So. Yeah, Stephen's streak is intact. Yet, the interesting thing about all that is how many people you had in the studio with you at the time. I think you had four guests, and that wasn't a big room either, which was kind of funny. You even had the joke with the Volkswagen, how many people you could fit in the small confined space, but it shows just how long Travel World has come, because these days, you know, back then you're probably terrified, oh my God, how are we going to carry the conversation for an entire hour? But, you know, the time just flies by these days because we have so many topics to cover, so many interesting things to talk about. I mean, even our trip up in Lanaudière, it should be mentioned that north of Montreal, the Lanaudière region, if, you know, peace and quiet is what you're after, is another one of these terrific places.
In just a little over an hour and 20 minutes, we were so surprised. We just started off in the morning, and hey, you're right there when we were coming home. So very, very close to Montreal for a weekend getaway, or combine the best of the country with the best of the city.
I think the thing that struck me the most coming back on the Sunday morning from the Lanaudière was just how close it was to Montreal. Within 45 minutes, we were back in the city. And there we were, Sunday morning in Montreal on a summer's day, and the streets were virtually deserted. And that was a pleasant change for me, and I had a really great day of relaxing. We're going to be taking a break here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, discussing more of our roundup of summer right here on the Travel World Radio Network.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Right here from Montreal, our great studios here in Dollard-Desarma with our control board op. Bob Cassini, who was just showing me how he would actually go about playing that song. The song is called Summer's Here. It's one of my favorite lead back songs from our music library. Stephen, we're on the show. Stephen is out in Studio West in Beaconsfield, one of his great places, seated comfortably in his Taylor Buckner armchair.
Well, I guess we're going to call him King Stephen now.
Well, yeah, it would be King.
Because when I called him, he was on the throne.
Well, you said you'd always be crowned as a kid, right? But I don't know if this is not the Taylor Buckner chair.
No, it's a little different than the Taylor Buckner chair. Hopefully Taylor Buckner will be able to join us and we can all meet him at barbecue next week.
Well, I know I met Taylor Buckner yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before. So it's a daily presence in our lives.
Oh, yes, that and the cranberry juice.
And we will never get cancer as a result. Oh, at least if the studies are correct. I mean, gee, you know.
Maybe it'll come back, you know, all those tests and studies. They tend to, 5 years down the road, say, oh, we were wrong. Yeah. That is what does give you that. Oh, no.
Well, then it's a pleasant way to die, isn't it? Taylor Buckner, one of our...
one of our heroes.
Well, are we ready to give that up? No.
Yes. And a good friend from the IOC, Dick Pound.
Yes, of course. Oh, good Lord. I would go on, but it's only a splinter interest.
Well, we should have in honor of what's going on in Athens, we should have the Taylor Buckner Olympics. So.
I think so, you know, and have music, Bridge Over the River Kwai. And
we could have entertainment with Doviak interpreting the broom, which will actually be part of the entertainment, next week during our third annual concert and barbecue. And
the Doviak dancer, the dancer Doviak, will be at the third annual Baderwood Barbecue for Travel World right here. We have Loose Change, the band who's going to be playing, Gary Ciambella, the guitarist, with drummer and bassist Mark and Mike, or Michelle actually is his name, and Sherry the singer, who incidentally Sherry sings with a band called All for One. That's Bob is the drummer of that one. It's basically This Is True with another singer, and we had This Is True at our first annual barbecue.
So, actually, I've been playing quite a bit with Tony Parody and Little Tees this summer so far. He's quite a musician. You'd like to meet him.
I think I would. You'd like to meet him. You know, Bob knows just how much I enjoy music and that sort of thing. And Tony Parody, of course, this particular band, Bob's been playing a lot. You played up in Laval this last weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I played Wednesday night. I played at Bentley's, which was actually convenient because most of the people that know me in Laval were actually there because they're too lazy to go to the West Island. So finally, I end up playing after about 15 years. I end up playing somewhere in Laval. And then on Thursday, I played over at PJ's down in on St. Jacques Street West.
PJ's is a place I like because it's right near the Amazons. You know, one of my favorite.
Yeah, we almost took, during one of the breaks, the bass player actually was considering taking a walk down there.
You know, I would have gone with him. I would have been there first thing. And, I'm a musician, baby. Look at that, unlimited credit. But
it would have I brought my stick. I'm the drummer.
Well, reminds me the
always
time we
sporting
were,
wood.
The time Jay Rubenstein was filming his television series, and he happened to do it against the brick wall outside the Amazon, and the television crews and the cameras, more than one person shielded his face as he was going in, thinking it was an expose story.
For crying out loud, gee whiz, you know. Filming camera crews. You know what I would have liked to do if ever I had to get a part-time job is get a job at the front desk clerk at the Motel Chablis on St. Jacques Street. You know, you got to see the kind of characters. Well known as the Jay's Rooming House of the 2000s.
Yes, Jay's Rooming House, a very popular place for a one-hour du moment de détente.
One-hour interludes.
Yes, a quiet interlude downtown for those people who need a quiet break in their busy downtown routine.
One may inquire how we got this information in the first place. Strictly observation.
Oh, yes, and of course, deep research on some of the many informative websites there are.
I thought you were about to say debriefing.
Debriefing, well, that does happen in the rooms at Jay's Rooming House.
Yeah, sometimes not. Just depends on how the visit goes.
Sometimes you say, please put them back on, yes.
Sometimes it'd just be nice to sit in the parking lot, you know, just watch the characters roll in and roll out of that place. This is a very interesting area of Montreal, and it's a shame if they ever clean it up. Because we enjoy that. Yeah. Speaking of film and camera crews, that kind of cast my mind to the... you want to offend everybody? Here we go. Cast my mind over to... You ever see those TV commercials for the starving children? You know, USA for Africa, that kind of thing? It always struck me, though, that, you know, my heart went out to these kids. I believe in, you know, feeding the world and world hunger and stuff like that. But it always seems to me that the camera crew could have given this kid a sandwich. You know?
Yes, they would not dip into their all-you-can-eat buffet that was provided for the crew.
Yeah, they all seem to be playing in garbage dumps, you know? And, you know, they're probably saying, no, don't feed him. It only works when he's hungry. And, oh, no, he's filling up.
Look what you got here. Look what you got. It's sand. You know what it's going to be 20 years from now? It's going to be sand!
It's going to be sand, yeah. What we got to do is send Bob and the U-Hauls out there and say, you know, we're going to end world hunger. Just move where the food is.
Just remember, it's U-Haul, not me haul, not we all haul together.
There's Bob's famous one.
U-Haul, U-Store, U-Pay, you get the hernia.
Exactly. And we profit.
And you better not damage my trucks.
That's funny. Bob has a U-Haul center. And the interesting thing about this particular place is some of the stories that come up with. What was that one where that particular lady rented the truck and she just sat there waiting for you guys?
Oh, yeah. She was just sitting there waiting. And I went out to see her and I was like, can I help you? She goes, oh, no, I just rented a truck. It's, oh, okay. So I went back inside, continued working. I went back out about 20 minutes later. And she goes, I said, are you waiting for something? She goes, yeah, I'm waiting for you guys. And I was like, oh, yeah? For what? Well, I just rented a truck. I said, yeah. I said, come to the side of the truck, ma'am. I said, you see that? It says U-Haul. Not me haul. Not we all haul together. I said, you got the truck. You don't get the guys that go with it at $20 for a truck. Sorry.
No. Actually, I immortalized that in the words of my song, the U-Haul song, which... uses the tune of Blue Rodeo.
Yeah, you did that. You did that a couple of years ago. Right?
Yes. Yeah. It was the Blue Rodeo did a song called Lost Together, and it just seemed like a perfect match. You know, this is U-Haul, not
I was actually thinking about
Miko.
It because we played that. We played Lost Together with Little T's last Friday. And I just started laughing, and Tony was looking at me the whole time he was singing. I was wondering, what the heck is he laughing
through
at
your
me?
Mind?
It wouldn't be the first time that I ruined a song for somebody.
No, it goes through your mind and your mind and your mind. I believe we were walking through the parking lot of the Belmont Inn in Abbeville, South Carolina, and some rendition, the Bacchus rendition of some favorite song, kept going through my mind as I was listening to certain other songs over time when turned on the radio. And, hey, I said, no, I can't hear. That's not the right one. You have to have the Bacchus rendition.
You mean like Catch a Falling Star and
yes.
Put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day?
Yes. When I heard that on the old WBTR, I said, no, they got the wrong version.
Yeah, mine was Find $100, Put It in Your Pocket.
Yes. And save it for whatever day. Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of Motel Chablis.
Yes. You could use it there. Yes, you could use it there. You could use it lots of places in Montreal. They would gladly accept it.
Oh, I love it. Hey, that new movie in Montreal, Going the Distance, is well worth seeing because it actually features a scene in what I would call a holy shrine. That's where I used to have supper with my wife back in 1992. That's where they went to visit. It's what Montreal is known for.
Oh, the place downtown where our good friend Karim Farley was managed to get in and out without having to pay because he gulped his wheel down so fast.
That's the guy. It says $2 for the buffet. You are supposed to drink a drink while you're here. Not just look at the pretty ladies on the swings. But, I digress. You know, a little bit of insight into the thinking that goes behind the world of Travel World.
Yes, what goes through our minds and makes it onto the air afterwards.
Well, I was actually studying that while I was listening to the tapes.
Yeah.
Well, some of the people asking, how did they manage to get an invitation to such a fabulous party? And I said, well, can I tell them the real reason, or should I tell them what they would like to hear, the non-sexist reason, right?
Oh, yes, because we are dirty, evil, sexist pigs. That's us.
Yes, you can't tell if he's known. Somebody named you on the internet as whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No. It's because of your fine commitment to the high art of journalistic integrity.
Yes, just our luck that there's going to be these stations airing this particular clip and wondering, what the heck? I was listening to that one.
Well, they probably couldn't have gotten a better one, I'll tell you that much, because it's just so loose today.
Well, we got to be loose like like a goose, eh?
We'll talk about the goose when we come back.
There's a segue for you, goose.
Oh, yeah, we're going to take it to the bridge.
Listen,
yeah.
This particular hotel that I left, and all I could say, shaking my head, is that poor guy. Using a different word, of course, we're going to be taking a break right here on the Travel World Radio Network across America via satellite. This is the Travel World Radio Show. Stay listening.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Yes, welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. I'm in my studio in Montreal. Stephen is in Studio West, Beaconsfield. We got our control board up. Bob putting the whole thing together here. And I think we got to get back to Vermont, or should we talk about Chanterelle des Fleurs?
Yes, Chanterelle des Fleurs. Well, that's not a real name. That's what we call any place that looks heavy on the Victorian and the embroidery.
It's such a very dainty place.
Dainty, yes. La Bouchardière, Relais Champêtre, Country Inn. It's in Saint-Jean-de-Matha, just past the Montaigne Coupe Resort on a little winding laneway through farmland. And they have three little rooms on the upper floor in an old turn-of-the-century farmhouse.
You know what's neat about this place? And we got to be kind to it. Even though it's not the kind of place that I would go personally, just because I happen to be the all-American, grease-all-over-the-hands kind of... hot rod building kind of guy, give me a hamburger kind of Charlie Brown sort of thing. There are many people who really love this kind of how well done it is, because it is meticulously clean, very well kept, the beautiful garden, all the, Victoria gingerbreading on the house. The lady of the house, of course, Sylvie Bouchard, has picked a very nice location right near Saint-Jean-de-Matha on the side of a hill with a beautiful big picture window overlooking the valley, which we saw during a rainstorm and the beautiful rainbow that came about afterwards. So, we're not above that kind of thing. It's just, goose is not my fare of choice, mind you, but that's what they serve. They serve goose.
That's their number one item on the menu. They do a variety of different dishes featuring a goose in a tiny little dining room, which is like going into really what it was at one time somebody's private house and farmhouse. You have the rolling farmland outside the window, the panoramic vistas, the cattle roaming the fields, and it's going into a turn-of-the-century farmhouse. You see around maximum 12, 14 people at mealtime for, at this time of year, it's a farmer's light, cold dinner that they serve with a variety of different salads and and goose entrees, a mixed plate. But during the peak season after Labor Day, when they go into more a hot meal format, and the consistent service of 3, 4, and 5 different place settings.
One of the interesting things about this is just how, nice and clean. Let's say so. You take a people who have a dream, and they read Victoria magazine, and they'll say, I want my house to look like that, with the perfect gingerbreading, the perfect setting. This is exactly what this lady did. She went and achieved her goal, her dream of doing that.
And you can see her her artwork. She's accumulated a number of embroidery patterns, and the tea room, they serve it in a little in what was the living room area of the turn of the century Victorian home, where you can have afternoon tea, a variety of imported teas and flavors
and crafts. She makes lace
there.
And there's like little lace doilies all over, and decorations on the wall. Of course, she's got a nice vegetable garden out in the side, so a lot of the spices and foods come from the garden that she grows. This is a lady who chose not to live on sand, so you know that. Yeah, the food's going to grow.
Well, there is sand. Yeah, there is sand actually on the little pond that they have at the Auberge de Vieux Moulin.
Yeah.
In St. Jean.
Oh, now we're talking about something more my speed here.
I guess that would be for like any fish who want to take the sun, right? It's like a miniature beach.
Let me tell you, yeah, it does, a miniature beach, because right off of Highway 131, Auberge de Vieux Moulin is like a little resort in by itself. They started off as a 3 or 4 room inn. They're now up to close to 20 rooms, and it's a master chef and his son. His son is particularly proud of the place, and with good reason. They have cabins that you can rent too, and I'm talking about 3-story cabins with private bath and jacuzzi in it, and reasonable rates. Auberge du Vieux Moulin. They have a private beach. It's like a lake just to themselves. They have a little water channel, and so you can get out on a kayak on really or canoe on really quiet water. I mean, seriously, almost no waves. They got a trampoline there, which, it's an interesting thing about this trampoline. They have the netting on the side so people are not going to fall off and hurt themselves. But the guy says, That's the best thing we ever did for the kids, man. They bounce up and down on that thing for hours at a time. They come back, and they are all so quiet at dinner time. So anybody who's got kids, first of all, they have a blast. This is a great place for a family because your kids are going to enjoy themselves. You know, we got to get them over that whole thing about Nintendo.
Sitting in the computer room and sitting in their room, hey, you're going to a resort. You want to partake of all the activities. Yeah. They're right on the snowmobiling trails because Lanager is big snowmobiling territory. They have the owner, chef, right on site making some of those award-winning dinners.
Because professor
teaching at the tourism school.
Good food, too, that they have there. And hospitality. The people are so damn friendly. There's a petting zoo. I forgot to mention the petting zoo. And it's a year-round resort because what I never realized, and the guys got this huge map, and it looks like a road map, but the roads didn't look familiar. I knew it was the territory. But these are snowmobile trails, which are almost official highways. And the people do the snowmobile circus, and they stay at these places. And so winter or summer, you can get inside this place, and it's got that whole feel of that Adirondack kind of lodge that I have been looking for in many, many places. So imagine in the wintertime, you show up, and it's colder than zero outside. You walk in this place, and it's nice and toasty warm, and you're going to get something to eat, and your clothes are going to get nicely toasty dried. And why don't we tip-top over to the jacuzzi, because they got this great big hot tub right in the middle of the place. Oh, yeah.
And many of the rooms have fireplaces inside.
Uh-huh.
You can warm up and cuddle up and read a book.
And one has a private jacuzzi. I think more than one of them has private jacuzzi in room. So, I mean, it's not one of those big, massive hot tubs like they have sort of in the middle of the hotel. I mean, you can get all this indoors. When you go in the summertime, even, you can actually they have a pool they built outside, but they're going to enclose that, so it'll become an indoor swimming pool. And so it's just basically family, father and son, and they get this idea. So why don't we add this? Sure. Why don't we add that? And it's busy. And it's good because, you know, I love seeing a small business succeed.
And they're growing because they've asked the guests, many repeat year after year, what would you like us to add? And it's always good to see a business taking into account what the clientele has been asking for.
Oh, yeah, they're responsive to their guests. That is one place I got to say I really, truly appreciate it. Auberge du Vieux Moulin is just north of Sainte-Émilie-de-l'Énergie.
Yeah, we're six, 7 miles north of the little town.
Yeah, that little road between Sainte-Émilie-de-l'Énergie and Saint-Zenon. I mean, if you see it on a map, you'll see what I'm talking about. There's a stretch, I would say it's about maybe 8 miles or so, 6 or 7 miles there. You go through the windy, twisty mountains, and then there's a flat stretch, and then there's more mountains, and then you get to Saint-Zenon. And they're on that stretch in between where it's kind of nice and flat, but there's still mountainside that you can see it. And it's you can see this place from the highway, but it's set off enough from the highway that you don't hear any road noise at all.
That's the nice thing about it, because who needs to be right by the highway and hear the 18-wheelers go by?
Well, there are no 18-wheelers that go through this place. Well, actually, I'm not so sure. It is a logging road, the 131, but still, you don't hear them. You're there in almost complete silence. This is the kind of place that when they finally get high-speed internet, they have dial-up there, but when they have the high-speed, it's just that you're so far north, you're out of cell range, too. So you're going to go to this place to be completely relaxed. You got no people bothering you at every hour of the day. It's interesting, and that's even permeated popular movies where you see people doing, you know, one guy's in the middle of climbing a rope and you hear his cell phone ring and the person says, am I disturbing you? He says, well, hell yeah. And the guy goes, no. If it was me, I would have beaten the person silly.
Yes, people have to get away from their day-to-day routine at least a couple of times a year. I mean, people are too...
Sure.
We have to do this, and we have to do that, and we can't be out of touch. Well,
living your life according to have to can really burn you out. And that's one of the things we enjoy particularly about Travel World, because we find all these places where you can have a great change of pace.
And spend a few hours or a few days just away from the day-to-day routine and rejuvenate.
What we like to do is we like to take a lot of long weekends. It works for us. Some people like to take 2 weeks at a stretch, and, you know, that's great. Works for them, so that's fine. But in our case, we spread out. We see a lot of things. So, but this place up, you know, Auberge du Vieux Moulin, north of Montreal, it's worth trying. I don't know if you have the website handy, Steve.
The Auberge du Vieux Moulin, their website is www.aub.com. ViewMoulin. That's ViewMoulin.com. 1-866-884-0211.
Yeah, give that 800 number out once again, Steve.
1-866-884-0211 for the Auberge de ViewMoulin.
And, of course, give out the one for La Bouchardière Restaurant and Bed and Breakfast.
Their telephone number is area code 450-886-3033, www.simpatico.ca/La Bouchardière. That's LABOUCHARDIERE.
We're going to be taking another break here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, right here, brought to you on Star Guide 3. This is Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. Stay listening, everybody.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal. Your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. And breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal. Giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal. Your premier community bank. 100
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get said Reed has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
Ah, yes. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Willem Beck is in studio Montreal with Stephen in Studio West Beaconsfield. And, of course, Bob Cassini doing the duck walk to that. It's actually kind of fun watching you do that, Bob, because I know you can actually play that song.
Yeah, well, you know how it is. You know.
No, what was it with that guy who came up to you while you're playing the thing? Yo, man, I really like the way you beat them skins.
Yeah, look, hey, man, I think it's really cool. You know, I think I can really dig the vibes. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Then he walks up to my truck. You know, I really like that cool color of that blue, man. That's a beautiful blue. I really like that blue there. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
And these are the kinds of people you meet at a rock concert.
Yeah, more or less. Actually, it was a setup. We weren't even playing that night. We just went over there to set up.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Steve, we got some more details to cover on Vermont. And
yes, on our way down to Vermont last week, we stopped off at the Best Western Windjammer Inn and Conference Center on Williston Road in South Burlington.
Aha, do I know that one very well.
Oh, you know the Windjammer.
Oh, yes, I do.
Tell us about your experience of the Windjammer, Bob.
Every year. Uh-huh. Well, not the last three anyways, but every year around Thanksgiving, I try to get up to stay at that Holiday Inn right next to the Windjammer.
Uh-huh.
I would stay at the Holiday Inn there, basically because it's central. I mean,
yeah,
my wife has a shopping sickness, and it's just across the street from a major mall. You got the Windjammer restaurant, which I'm a big beef fan.
And that place is good.
And in this hotel, they actually, I don't know if they still do, but they had an amazing meal for a really, really good price. And of course, you got the swimming pool and you got the jacuzzi and they got a games room for the kids.
Uh-huh.
And it's just to get away.
That's the place. Yep, it's exactly right. I mean, I had myself some delicious chili. I didn't quite get a chance to try the French onion soup, but of course I would have. Steven had himself you had a steak, didn't you?
I had a steak, a top sirloin with fries, and boy, it certainly hit the spot. Cooked to perfection, very tender.
And the people are so friendly, too.
Oh, and the New England atmosphere, the wood interior, just warm and inviting, particularly since it was a kind of a windy, rainy day outside. We just felt nice and warm inside.
I enjoy that, too. Bob, you know, when with Bridget, with the shopping sickness, you got to take her to the Inn at Essex. We'll have to arrange that for you because there's a shopping outlet across the street.
Oh, yeah?
But it's factory outlets. So you might save 10 cents.
Yeah, most likely, yeah.
I say that because while there's some great deals that can be had there, typically when you think, oh, I'm saving this money, I'll buy all this extra stuff that I don't need. And that's what usually happens.
You end up spending more money. I was talking to somebody this week who said, oh, I'm planning to go. I want to go to down to the U.S. Virgin Islands and St. John and St. Thomas. I heard there was great duty-free shopping. I said, thank you.
Stand by. Yeah.
Bad buys, yeah.
I've been there.
The big savings are not what you think they are, and you can buy the same things here at home for the same price or less, better whenever you think you're going on a shopping spree somewhere, be it in the Caribbean or in Asia or whatever. Price out what the things are before you go.
Yeah.
Have an idea what you're looking at, because if it's $100 here and $110 there, is it worth the hassle of possibly not being able to return it, the warranty coverage, what have you?
Well, you know, one of the things they do have over there, which is a lot better than here, is booze. They got lots of booze.
Them all, yeah.
They've got lots of
booze. We can actually get Bob to sample it on the air. Wouldn't that be cool?
I was thinking of doing that. I was thinking of doing that, a show like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bob,
how many drinks it takes for Bob to fall flat on the board.
You know what? I have a feeling, Bob, that would be a pretty high amount. But the thing I'm saying is that
yes,
you do a far better imitation when you're sober than you do when you're drunk. Because you're trying to be sober.
It's because I'm not. It would say that when I'm drunk. and it doesn't, you know, I mean, very often I'm perfectly capable of keeping myself when I get to that point. But other than that, it's just because it's me.
Well, if you've drunk all night, you'll need the warm cookies and milk they give complimentary every night at the Best Western Windjammer Inn.
That would go good right after about 22 rums.
Yeah, mix the milk with the other.
Well, there's nothing like coating your stomach after.
it's like Stephen with his 14 lime daiquiris.
Oh, yeah, 1987, Jacksonville, Florida. Yeah. 14 lime daiquiris are guaranteed to make your head spin.
tell how you came to be drinking 14 lime daiquiris.
Oh, hot day. We're out there on the St. John's River. Seeing the sights on riverboat cruise, and everyone saying, oh, boy, have another drink, and it's served on crushed ice, and, boy, it tastes just like lemonade. Well, boy.
Don't hit like it, does it?
Oh, the hit hits you like an hour or two after, and everyone, and I was so surprised that people like Dave Watts and Rob Joyce were actually, you know, dipping into their pocket to pay the dollar for the drink to give me that I was so taken aback that I downed them and...
I have a feeling, though, that it was a bit of a challenge to people. Say, hey, guess what? Steven doesn't know it's alcoholic. Let's watch this.
Yeah, he wants to see me. After wrapping around 12 on the riverboat, I went back to my room, slept for around 20 minutes, woke up in a daze, but then went for dinner and had another two to make up the 14. So.
My brother ran into a situation in Mexico once. They have a beer there called Double X beer that tastes like bottled water. And I was sitting with my wife and my sister-in-law at this little cafe during the CS time. The bar was open, and my father told me, he says, you got to try this. And then we see my brother, he had gone to the Mayan ruins. And you see my brother coming back, and he's smashing into every pole they have. And I was like, where'd you go? And he's like, yeah. He says, I thought you went to the Mayan ruins. He goes, yeah, I went to the Mayan ruins. I saw that guy get ruined. I saw that guy get ruined. I got ruined. Apparently, they had this on the boat at 9 o'clock in the morning, and since nobody else wanted to drink, they each get two. Everybody was giving my brother his. He thought it was bottled water.
It reminds us of a morning with Sue Lumsden when the first thing she ordered was champagne and orange juice.
Yeah, that was to help her hangover from the night before.
Yeah.
But she will not be able to make the party. So.
Unfortunately, yeah.
But she did send her regards. She said, to that scoundrel Vic Phillips. So.
To the scoundrel Vic Phillips. Well, Vic again. Well, Steve, another hour is coming on. We got to give the numbers up for the Best Western Windjammer in Burlington, Vermont.
Best Western Windjammer Inn and Conference Center, 1-800-371-1125. www.bestwestern.com/windjammerinn. And the restaurant has its own website at windjammerrestaurant.com. Of course, another very peaceful activity down in southern Vermont. We took the Belle of Brattleboro, the cruise boat on the Connecticut River, in the West River, an hour, 15 minutes of pure relaxation of the
It was actually very informative and fun. It was, and the lady, the captain of that boat, was reminded me of Brenda, our friend from karate. Speaking of which, we're going to be taking karate again this year, Steve.
Well, let's see how whether the Puffmobile...
the Puffmobile.
...will make it out there.
Whether your girlfriend Puff the Magic Dragon will show up.
Puff the Magic Dragon, yes.
Otherwise known as Monica.
And let's see whether she will show up. Otherwise, there's some future trips coming up. Ocean Place Resort in Long Branch, New Jersey. We'll be heading down there in September.
Yeah.
And also looking to do the Inn at Essex and... to see Jim Lamberti down at the Inn on the Commons, and we have the...
And the Inn at Essex, of course, at the end of September, beginning of October.
Maybe early October there. We have looking to maybe do Pocono Mountains in November, and, hey, North Conway in December. So, hey...
Hey, we hardly ever get out, do we?
No. We have to go to so many different places because we outwear our welcome quickly in each, right?
Yeah, well, outwearing our welcome. Jim Lamberti, who used to own the Inn at Essex, now sold that and bought the Inn at Commons, and he told you that he was ready to phone us up and invite us over. So, this is the kind of welcome that we want.
Yeah, a warm welcome. Warm New England hospitality welcome.
And that also goes for the Comfort Inn St. Johnsbury, Comfort Inn & Suite, St. Johnsbury, Vermont, one of our very good friends of the show and people that we love to deal with.
That whole Northeast Kingdom of Vermont is very overlooked by people. Newport and St. Johnsbury, Hardwick, Craftsbury Commons... It's
well worth the trip.
Well worth the trip, and not too far, an hour and a half east of Burlington.
So it's well worth going down. And also, you'll be seeing me at the Champlain Valley Fair in 2 weeks.
Drop by. You'll be able to pick up your personally autographed 8.5x11 glossy.
Yeah. It won't be of me, mind you.
Maybe Wally Crowder has a few to share, right?
It could be a glossy bag or something like that. Maybe a glossy magazine that I picked up. Yeah.
Dollarama, maybe the Maggots and Club Supreme brand can give you some dollar store merchandise.
We got 10 seconds to wrap it up.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
And I'm Bob Cassini.
Join us again for the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Happy traveling, everybody. See you next week for the Barbecue 3rd Annual.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.